This is what God wants you to understand. I don't care who you are. He loves you as an individual just as much as he loved the other person. The same love he loved me with, he loved you with. See, the thing that separates you and people from receiving what God has, what they do with the word he given them, act on. If you don't take the advantage and act on that word and do what it says, then he can't do anything for you, because he will not, he is not, he can, listen, look at, listen my lips. He cannot do anything for you apart from faith. That's why he gave you faith. That was the first thing he gave you. He did it instantly and simultaneously. He made you righteous and he gave you faith. Why did he give it? Because that's the only way you can please him. You can cry, you know, tears are all right when they're in the right place, but crying tears of sorrow and pity, ain't nothing he can do. Just watch you cry and be sorry and full of pity. But when you get in faith, Smith Wigglesworth said he'll come over 1,000 people, 1,000,000 people to get to you. Amen? And so understand, sell that in your heart tonight, that God loves you just like you are, just as much. He does not have special love that he'll love another one over you. But people have different assignments, different responsibility, and a responsibility different from another would carry more. You have to do more, and it causes you to have to handle more things, be involved in more things, in charge of more things, but that don't mean God don't love you. Just because somebody is in charge, you see something, you know, we'll say like Joel Osteen, and he has a mega ministry. And you think God loved him a lot more than he loved me. Not so. Dr. Cho has 1,000,000 members. It looked like God loved him more than he loved someone else. Not so. See, you gotta sell that. God loves me. Not because how good you live and how good you talk. None of those things. He loves you because he has shed his love abroad in your heart. You belong to him. You're his child. And he wants you to understand that you've been created in his class and by him for him. So he can do for you what is in his heart to do. And that's why you find scripture said, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That's why you find, because God wants you to understand that nothing, because of what Jesus did, he's not holding out on you. Amen. So let us move on. He said, much is heard about the fatherhood of God and the brotherhood of man. See, this is the kind of stuff that messes people up. You hear that kind of stuff, but watch what he said. But Jesus said to some very religious people, you got my scripture ready? Very religious people. You are of your father, the devil, John 8:44. Okay. Here we go. What did he say? You are of your father, the devil, and it is your will to practice. Where we go? All right, let's start over. What translation you got that in? You are your father, the devil, and it is your will to practice the lust and gratitude of, and desires which are characteristic of your father. He was what? Murder from the beginning and does not They're not standing the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks, what is it? A falsehood. He speaks what is natural to him. In other words, it's just natural because he's a liar. He cannot tell the truth. When he speaks, that's what comes out of his mouth. I don't care how good it sounds, he's lying to you. His falsehood, what is natural to him, for he is what? Himself, and he is the one that gave birth to it. He's the father of it. He produced it all. That's where it came from. Hallelujah. And Jesus said that to those religious Jews because they were saying, we ain't never been in bondage. We have Abraham. He said, Abraham, we have Abraham as our father. He said, if Abraham were your father, you would hear what I'm saying. Amen. And all that is false. That must be the amplifier. That got to be. Okay. All right. He said, you're your father, the devil. God is the creator of all mankind, but a man must be born again to become a child of God. He is God. He is God to the world. He's God to the world. Who is he God to the world? But father only to the new creation man. Glory to God. Glory to God. God is your very own father, and you are his very own child. And if he is your father, you can be assured he will take a father's place and perform a father's part. Huh? Hallelujah. He will do what? He will take a father's place and perform a father's part. You can be certain that as your father, he loves you and he will take care of you. I want you to say this and listen and let that get on the inside of you. Say that to loud enough for you to hear yourself say it. God loves me.
God loves me.
Say it again.
God loves me.
God loves me. Period. You ain't got to do anything. Do you hear what I'm saying? You ain't got to perform to do anything. God loves you. He said, well, I got mad this morning. I can't help it. He still loves you. Religion have done a lot of damage to folks and beat them up and condemn them, and they walk around in condemnation when they should be running to their father and say, Lord, forgive me and restore me. But they think God is mad at them. One of the worst things you can do in raising your children, y'all hear me tonight, and some of you got children now. The worst thing you can do when that child mess up, don't do that. God won't love you. Don't lie to him like that. Don't ever say that to him. God won't love you. No, he loved those children. We got to get this straight. God loves me. Now he didn't love what you do wrong, but he loved you. Because the word said, for God so loved the world that he gave. Hello? Yeah. Amen. Amen. All right, put those scriptures up. John, if you can get them up there, I'm going to go through them. John 14, 23. John 16, 23. You're putting them down? John 16, 23 and 27. Matthew chapter 6, verse 8 and 9 and 26, and 30 and 34 in Matthew 7.